financial cushion, if you will, from in their view in comparison to our peers. They did point out the exposure to variable rate debt that I've already commented on. About 25% of our debt may be in a variable rate mode, which means that it basically every week it changes, their interest rate changes. These are supported by bank liquidity facilities or credit facilities. And the concern there is what might happen to the banks, really, you know, going forward. And then, of course, they point out the exposure to the healthcare sector, just the nature of the competitiveness of the business. They look at the, you know, the patient care, the cost of patient care, et cetera, but they show concern just about being in that healthcare sector. Standard & Poor's, the other rating agency that you have to count, they also confirmed a AA minus rating for the university, again with a negative outlook, essentially for the same concerns. Strengths, again, the flagship university, they do say that, you know, at least the state has always, you know, shown, an attempt to show support for the university. Again, stable demand and solid admissions for the university overall, consistently a manageable debt burden, and the fact that we have a substantial endowment and we've been successful with our fundraising. And the challenges side, again, the obvious constrained state operating and capital appropriations that we pointed out is problematical for us. A varied operating performance on an accrual basis, again, what we were just talking about. Significant recent debt issuance is also, because we have been as active as we think is rightly should be doing. And again, they point out the fact that we do still have low unrestricted financial resources. You know, that's what we point to. But this is the summary. I think that I got to give great credit to the whole university for the effort that it's put in to, you know, maintain the credit of the university. But I want to thank the particularly the treasury guys and the auxiliary guys for basically make a great performance or a presentation to the rating agencies and making sure that they got the full scoop. And again, the rest of the information is there, and we just move forward.
What was the presentation to the rating agencies like? Was it a PowerPoint or was it?
Yeah, there is. I can make it available to you. We do have. We had PowerPoint presentations for both the rating agencies. They came to the campus. They wanted to come to the campus. They came right in the beginning of May. We took them over to one of the completed the food service building, the dining hall at Eikenberry Commons. They got to see the type of dollars we're spending there on Eikenberry Commons. Again, I think the younger ones at the rating agencies wish they were back in school, but it was the last week of class. You know, I think they were envious of that, those good old days. But I think we made full presentations. The auxiliaries people came in and basically described the plan. You know, we made a full soup to nuts financial presentation to them, budget, finances of the university. Took them on tours of the campus so they could see. What was going on in the activity. It was good to have them there while we still had, when we were in class, and we could see the activity there. So, but we can make available if you would like and get you copies of the rating agency presentations.
Tim, you want to go?
Just one quick question. Your slide number 8, monthly and GRF receivable, I think you referred to it as the revolving loan.
Yeah.
It seems cyclical to me. It looks like it peaks in the springtime. I'm just curious, do you think, is that due to the fiscal year issues with the state, or why is it?
Yeah, I think, you know, that...
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think that, they have been running 7 months behind on making payments, now it's a pretty regular basis. I don't think they saw the pop yet from the income tax increase this spring. I don't think they got themselves in a position to do any additional payments. And I think it is cyclical from the standpoint of when do the income tax dollars come in. They could probably come in more in the March, April period. You know, I think the revenues really, you know, through excluding the income tax, have been pretty static at the state, not performing. But
okay.
I was going to ask pertaining to slide number 10, that measures sticker price for each of the three campuses. Does the sticker price include student fees and housing?
Yeah, it's tuition and fees.
Okay, and housing costs also?
I think no housing costs are in this just tuition and student fees.
Okay, do you guys keep any numbers as far as kind of the tuition fees and campus housing?
I think we certainly can generate that. We can. Randy.
Well, not everybody stays as good
housing. Right.
And that's why
it's
focused on tuition.
Okay.
Ed?
I'm looking to Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Is that it, Lawrence?
I believe that's it. Ed, do you have any closing comments?
No, I'm just impressed with another relatively short committee meeting.
Okay. We did our best.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Walt. And thank you to Walt's team that pulled all that information together and convinced the rating agencies that we're solvent. What do you guys think about a break?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Take a break. Maybe we resume the meeting and
sure.
I turn it over to you, Pam.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm giving the report of the two meetings that we have held, the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, since our last meeting. We met on June 14th and July 15th. At the meeting on June 14th, we reviewed proposals to amend two sections of the bylaws of the Board of Trustees. One was a name change, changing the Hospital Committee to the University Healthcare System Committee. And the second was a proposal to amend the charter to change the minimum time for the board as a whole to review proposals from 30 days to 15 days. And you'll find both of those proposals in the agenda for today. We also reviewed a draft agenda for the board retreat that was held yesterday, and then we went into executive session to discuss employment and appointment-related matters. We met then on July 15th and reviewed several additional recommendations that are on the agenda today. The appointment of campus representatives to the Board of Managers of the Research Park and appointment of representatives to the Research Park Design Review Committee. And we heard a comprehensive presentation from Larry Shook on the Research Park, its organization, and the recommendations of those appointments. The chancellors at Urbana and Chicago, as well as the vice president for research, have conferred, and they've recommended Sharon Donovan, who is a faculty member at Urbana, and Mark Donovan, and they are not related, vice chancellor for administration at Chicago, to be the additional members of the Board of Managers. We agreed with those recommendations, and you'll find those in the agenda today. We also heard from Vice President Rao, who gave us a very helpful description of the complex and thorough process that exists for reviewing faculty members for promotion and tenure. She also explained why, and you will see this in the agenda materials, there is a notable increase in the number of recommendations this year. It goes back to the fact that 6 years ago, the university was able to hire a significant number of new faculty members, and so as their careers progress, they are now coming up for promotion and tenure. We reviewed one more time at the July 15th meeting the agenda for the board retreat, and then we again went into executive session to discuss university employment and appointment-related matters. We'll be meeting again on August 25th. Anybody wish to add?
Pam, we talked briefly about the potential for, I guess there was a discussion about the potential for an interim meeting.
If we need to use that August 25th date.
So what time of day do you all meet?
that one.